Welcome to Rebecca Sounds Reveille. Oh, wow. Have I got a show for you today, because with me, I have got somebody who is making the waves on videos. And I have told you a little bit before about some real big trend that's happening, and I'm sure that you have already heard of this, because the app that's making the trend was the number one app downloaded in last year, 2018. The app is called TikTok, and basically it features people like you and I who create videos, and the videos are in these short little bursts of like 15 seconds. And what they do is they have all these different creative and unique things that broadcast out to viewers like you and I. And some of them are lip sync videos, some of them are dancing videos, and there's a whole lot of other things that people get very creative with. And this is such a trend. It is all over the world. In fact, some of the other countries have, it actually started in another country and it had a different name to it, but this has really become huge here in the United States, so much so that when you may have heard that when I first found out about TikTok, I was thinking to myself, you got to be kidding. I don't even want to see this. It's driving me nuts. And all of a sudden, I found that I was interested in it. And then I started looking at videos that just sucked me in. And so much so that I found someone who I could just really identify with. And she brought me a lot of joy. And you know that one of the things about me is bringing joy to you. And what I like to do is ensure that every time you listen to the show, you're able to take something away that makes your life better. And so what I look for in people is those that have the same passion that I do. Sharing joy with other people, helping their lives move forward. And I came across somebody that does the same thing. So I reached out to her and I thought, gosh, I really hope that she will connect with me. Well, on TikTok, you really can't do that very well. You can't just reach out to people. You have to have your own account. You have to have connected with them. And so I kind of got no response. And so I had to go and find another way to connect. And I did. I was really glad that I was able to connect with her because she's an incredible woman. She brings joy across the waves of video and audio. I laugh, I smile, and I can feel contentment inside. And you're going to feel the same when you hear her. She brings joy just in her voice alone with what she has conveying from her core. I can tell you her past experience is absolutely beautiful. She's from Michigan. She was raised on a farm and has five beautiful children. It's amazing the past that she has, and she's been able to utilize this in a way that brings so much to her videos. It's funny because oftentimes we think that the younger generation, which we call millennials, are the ones that have it all and they do it all and they are into these apps. And actually, you'll see a lot of TikTokers that are really in that age category. And this is so huge that TikTok has even been at what's called VidCon this last year. And it is a huge thing. It is absolutely ginormous. So with me today, I have someone who is just so beautiful inside. She has a passion for doing things with her family, from camping to riding a lawnmower to being someone who loves God. And you can see this being just emanating from her soul. And I can tell you she's had so many things that will bring joy in other ways with the way that she shares all of the things that go through life and just captures them and turns them to a way that brings humor to you and joy to you. So with me today, I have Carrie Jolly on the show. Welcome, Carrie.
Morning. Thank you. Thank you so much.
I am so excited that I had an opportunity to connect with you because I didn't think it was going to happen.
I'm really excited that you did. Yeah. It's great to know you.
Yeah. It's so good to know you too, because it's really interesting when you are looking at someone's video and all of a sudden you start smiling or you start chuckling and you're by yourself. Oftentimes we don't do that, or we don't notice really that we're doing these things alone. And that's kind of a hard thing when you think about it. Oftentimes we think of laughter and joy when we're with somebody else. So when we have that and we're receptive to these things, when we're just all alone, you know that something's really touching us. And that's exactly what you did to me when I saw your videos and I got hooked. I was I don't know if you really call it subscribing on TikTok, but you follow that person.
Follow. Yep.
And so there you were, and here I'm just, I was just cracking up and loving all the things that you do. How did you find TikTok and get started doing this?
I actually seen it on Facebook. My nephew is a big fan. I love him. And he said, Aunt Carrie, you're really going to love this. Take a look. And I'm like, oh, Trav, I'm not doing an app. You know, it was just, and I started watching it and just started cracking up. And I didn't really subscribe. That was in January. Didn't really put the app on my phone. I was just kind of watching, and I got addicted. People were cracking me up. And winter time's a little hard for me. I have depression, so it was a little harder for me. So giggles are my medicine. So my husband says to me, he come in one day and he said, what are you doing now? And I said, I'm still on TikTok. And he's like, the next day he said, sparkles back in your eye. And I said, yeah, I'm going to continue with this. And then I made my own and started in February.
So you have really hit on something that I want to talk about just for a minute, because like I mentioned, this really brought joy to me when I'm sitting here by myself watching you and chuckling and getting such contentment and joy out of what I'm seeing and hearing that you see across the waves. Just by watching you and hearing you, I'm over here thinking, wow, you know, I don't get that very often. So when you have taken something and found that that brought you joy by doing it, and it's bringing joy to people by seeing it, what it says to me is that for those that are suffering with things like depression or anxiety, there is an outlet for it. And this is one avenue that it can be done. And so you really touched on something that I think is important, because it can be twofold. One, it can be done by doing videos and expression, being creative and expressing things. And that releases a lot of anxiety and moves the focus from feeling down to kind of a motivation and an elation about doing something and waiting to see what the response is. And then also on the other side, looking at things that bring joy to you. So there is something here in what you're doing, and it's effective. I mean, it really is effective. I mean, it's on your side and mine. So
yeah,
I both know it works.
Yay. I kind of post, my videos are kind of how I'm feeling that day. So sometimes I'll have a bit, I did one a while ago, and there's a sign and it says, you're stronger than you know, and that's how I was feeling that day. Very, very not strong. So I thought, okay, I got to put good words in my head and I got to bring myself up. So I tried to lift other people up with my TikTok. So hopefully if they're going through that, that'll help them also.
This is really neat, because you're thinking about that also. Now, some of the things though, I've got to tell you, there's one video in particular that just had me cracking up. And because I could almost see myself doing this. And that is, so you're sitting in the car and you have your husband locked out. And you won't let him in the car. And I'm just sitting here cracking up because you have to make him do something to get back in the car. And he's good. He's going, at first he's like, okay, I'm not going to do this. I'm not doing it. And you're like, yeah, you are. You are going to do it.
He's such a great sport. I've done this to him for years, but I didn't have a smartphone. So, and I do it about twice a year so that he's never expecting it. And it's always in a public place. So one time we were at the bank and it's right on our main avenue and he was kind of smarting off in the phone thinking he's cool. And he walks away from me all like puffed up, like, ooh, I just told you, you know, thinking he's funny. And he hears the door lock and he deflated. And he walked away. So I called the bank and I said, hey, when he comes out, watch him.
Oh, gosh.
On the main avenue. So he came out. He's looking at me like, no. And I'm like, yes. So I did it. But I didn't have a video. So now I have a smartphone. And I have several, but it's on my computer. So there'll be more. Yeah.
Oh, this is hysterical. Because not only you have this planned out twice a year, Carrie. Okay, I do this like twice a year. Now I'm getting bank officials involved in this. The whole town, everywhere we go, is all I have to do is give them a call, and we all know that we're gonna lock him out.
It's harmless, but it's harmless. No, it's so funny.
It's a great. Yeah. Are you in? Okay, and not to give away your location or anything, but you have probably been in your locale for enough time where people know you, and and they can all be in on this, and it's really a good thing. So this is fun. That's one of the advantages of being in one place for a long time, because you get to know people, and these connections really can bridge some really, really good things, like locking your husband out of the car. Yeah. I was rolling because you have to have a good relationship for this, because if you don't, this can evolve into something that is really been on the verge of violence. I'm calling the police here, and here comes Rebecca, you know, the retired cop, right? In this situation, going, okay, I can see these things. No, but so this is, I mean, what that shows too, Carrie, is what a healthy relationship the two of you have, because you have to have such strong relationships to be able to pull these pranks on each other, and it's working, because I obviously, not only did I get a kick out of it then, this is just hysterical now too. So you have a lot of these videos that bring joy to people, and you have videos that people watch and they start analyzing things like, what's in Carrie's background? Like right now, what's in Carrie's background? There's some kind of cat in the background.
Oh, my cat. It's a wooden cat that sits on the corner, and my parents had it in their farmhouse. And when they moved, my parents separated after 36 years, which is sad to me, but no, it's good. They're good. But when they moved, I took this cat and they didn't know it. So my mom, she said, I'm looking for that cat to put in the house. And I said, wonder where that's at. And the next time she was here, she said, oh, there's my cat. And I said, I have no idea how it got there.
Well, cats are free roamers.
I love it. And people think that it's real. They'll always ask me, because I do my video a lot in my living room. And so people will say, is that cat real? And I'm like, it's really mine. Yeah.
This is too funny. So you found TikTok on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And so when you first started doing this, were you nervous, even though you don't write? I mean, do you have to put the video on right away or not?
Nope, you can put it into draft, and then you can put it later or whatever you'd like. My first video I made, oh, I was so nervous, and I didn't share it for a long time, and I didn't make a video for about a month. And I ran across someone else who said, this is my first video, I was so scared. And then I went into her live, and you can do these live shows. And she was saying, don't be scared. It's just you in your own home. Don't be scared. You know, do whatever you want. And I said, that's cool. So I posted it and it did okay. It was my very first one. I didn't have a lot of followers and I wasn't following because in my account was private. You can make it so that people can't see your videos and can't see any of your stuff. So it can be private if you'd like, although mine are not. I want everyone to see them. I don't swear in mine. I don't discriminate against anyone. I love everyone, which I think the world should be. And so yes. Mine are everyone can see. Yeah.
I'm with you on this. And one of the things that I think is really important is that oftentimes people do segregate themselves from other people, and it's important to embrace everybody, and so that we have a world that isn't against each other like the way they are now. And so I really like that you do that and that you direct everything so that everybody can really get the fulfillment from what you're doing. Now, not only from locking people out in their car, there's some other things that you like to do.
Oh no.
What are your favorites?
I love camping. I love mowing.
I know you do.
I love mowing. My husband has these big, I call them earmuffs, but they're just they're huge and they're yellow, bright yellow. And I just get on my lawnmower. It's a riding lawnmower. And her name is Earl.
Her name is Earl.
I don't know why, but I just mow. I just mow our property. We have quite a bit of property and I do my best thinking, you know, I sing, and of course nobody can hear me because I have those headphones on.
I love this. So,
everybody can hear me, but whatever. Yeah, I love it. It's my zen.
Her name is Earl. That is a title for something, Carrie. Her name is
Earl. I don't know where Earl came from. It's an orange Husqvarna with a bagger on it, and I just
I don't even know what a Husqvarna is because I'm
a lawnmower.
If you said John Deere, I would have been like, okay, I know what that is.
Yeah.
But I don't know what a Husqvarna is. I would have thought.
I really don't either. It just says it on the side.
I gotta tell you. Okay, so this is trivia time.
Uh-oh. So
what is a Husqvarna? Is it a tractor? Is it B, some kind of a wooded, an animal that lives in the wood? B, is it some kind of a reptile? C, is it a drink that you get at the bar? And I would have been like, oh, B, it's a wooded animal. Or an animal that lives in the woods. A Husqvarna. It's a cross between, you know, some husky type of animal. And an aardvark, a Husqvarna. And her name is Earl.
Her name is Earl. My car's name is Gracie.
I love this.
My husband bought me her on our 25th anniversary, and I'd been shopping, and I didn't really know what I want, and I kept going back to this Malibu, who I really loved, and bought it for my 25th anniversary, and it's kind of a gift from God, so I call her Gracie because she's gray. I don't know why we name them.
No, this is good because you know what? This is wonderful for the female that... This is wonderful for females because every man names his ride and we need to do this too. I oftentimes when I go out and I get into a vehicle that's owned by a man, I'll say so. Or a motorcycle because I ride motorcycles. I'll say so. What's her name?
And there is one
of our female friends, but we can now. We can ask our female friends, hey, do you have a Husqvarna? What's her name? what's your car's name? I love this. I had a 2006 yellow Mustang GT and I named her Sassy.
Awesome. You go, girl. Yeah.
Sassy. After my injuries, I had to change vehicles because it was too low to the ground, and that was a little bit of a problem. So I had to get something a little bit, you know, where I could step up. And do the step up thing. Now that I'm a grandma, I had to, you know, kind of do a little bigger ride. I need to find a name. Now she's gray too, but since you have Gracie, I'm gonna have to find something, and then maybe that's something
we can call her Eileen, because you really lean on her, you know, Eileen.
Eileen. No, we gotta be careful with this, because now we can go back to the 80s, the 70s and 80s, and those jokes now are no longer politically correct. Back in the day when they would say things like Eileen or other things like that. And I don't want to go into that because...
No, I don't know those jokes. Yeah.
They were not good. They would, you know, play on people's names. And they were good. But so I will have to come up with a name. And that will be my first TikTok video. I named
her. Oh, that would be so cool. I follow you on TikTok. Yep.
Well, I've been trying to figure out... Okay, so I do... You know, I have this show. I have this TV show I do.
Yeah.
And Carrie, I'm completely... like drawing blanks when it comes to doing these 15-second videos. What am I going to do it about? That's where I go.
Yeah.
And I do this all the time.
Well, there's audio on there you can choose and use whichever ones you'd like. And you can also, if you see someone who does a video, you can use the one that they're doing. And I love it when people share mine. Some people are offended, like, oh, she stole my audio. But the audio's for everyone. So I think it's an honor when I see, I just posted one and now somebody else is using it. I love that. So the more the merrier. Yeah.
Okay. So I'm going to have to get on this. I mean, I'm going to have to get on this. Mm-hmm. Do you have a favorite one that you like to kind of repeat doing or?
You mean like my favorite or the one that kind of blew up a little bit?
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that one.
There's one that it was my first one with my husband, and his name's Jerry, but his middle name's Wesley, and I call him Wessie. So most of my TikTok followers now refer to him as Wessie because he's been in my live a couple times on an accident when he walks in. So Wessie was getting out of his truck, and I was quite a ways ahead of him, and I was playing my video, and that's just my baby daddy. And I'm like pointing and I like tickle. And he was like, oh, and then he kind of leaned on the truck like, oh man, now I'm in this one. And it just, I have over a million likes on this one, just on TikTok. But I have several people who are sharing it now on TikTok that they took off of Facebook or off of Twitter, not on my account, from other people's account. And they're calling them a meme, which I'm not familiar with that yet, but they're calling it a meme. So it's had the one that they shared with me just last week has over 5 million likes on it. And it was like, I didn't even know it was out there like that. So it's surprising how something that simple can affect so many people. So I try to stay positive and do cute things like the relationship. And I'll tell you, our relationship wasn't always amazing. Marriage is hard. Like, it is hard and it's give and take, but if you can stick through it, oh, it's amazing in the end. I'm just with my best friend and it's awesome. So yeah, stick through it. Yeah.
Okay. Do you think he will start doing some TikTok videos, or does he kind of say, okay, this is her thing and I'm letting her do it?
This is her thing. And he loves it. Yeah. And he says, you know, I can see the sparkle in your eye. And he said, I share every video with him. Like, look what I made today. Cause I get so excited. Look it. And he says, you know, I notice watching your videos, your different expressions and stuff. And now I see you doing those expressions. And I'm like, I've always done them. He just never seen it before, you know? So I'll do something like, I do goofy looks. Like, I don't know that I'm doing them, but people say that. And so he says, now I'm noticing them because I'm seeing them on your video. You've been with me. It'll be 29 years this November.
Oh, this is so neat.
Yeah.
You've got 5 kids. Mm-hmm. How do they feel, or what's their perception of mom doing these TikTok videos?
Oh, they love it. My oldest daughter has TikTok also now, and my grandkids all follow me, and I'll say, do you guys want to be in a video? And they're like, no, but we'll watch you do it. But I'm so uncomfortable doing it in front of people. You know, I'm just, I feel weird. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, it feels weird, but I do it.
Well, you have to do it. You've got to bring joy to people because it brings joy to you too. See, this is one thing that oftentimes people don't understand is that when you are doing things that you want to do to bring joy for other people, that just brings enormous joy for you too. There's so much contentment and elation internally that you get from doing things for other people. Or you know that's going to affect other people. And then in your case, to see 5 million views or 1 million subscribers or likes, that's got to be the most rewarding feeling to know that you're touching that many people. Because even if, here's the thing, that's those that have clicked on it. And you know that there's a lot of people who haven't. And not only that, those people are taking their smartphone, since this is an app and it's on the phone, they're taking their phone and showing somebody else, look at this, check this out. So there's more than just that one person. You got to multiply this by, I don't know what some mathematician would do. I bet there, actually, I think there is some mathematicians on TikTok. So you might have to do some kind of duet video with that mathematician and be like, okay, so what do you think? We're sitting on our Huskaveras here. What do you think is the exponentially the amount of viewers that we got from this 1 million likes that we've got? There's got to be, hypothetically speaking, what would you think? And I bet you they could come up with a pretty close to an accurate number because they know how this works.
Wow, that would be something, wouldn't it? Yeah.
It would be something.
Yeah. Wow. Spreading positivity like that.
I'm so into this. I'm really into making sure that the guests that come on the show have the same viewpoint in that the audience is able to receive something from this. And we've already covered some things that I know are very valuable and that they're going to be able to use from what we've already talked about. So the thing of it is, that's the thing. How much more does that spread? And that is what's really exciting about this, because the ripple effect, Carrie, is like, wow, I had no idea. And that's just where the awe is in all of this. And I really, really absolutely love it. So when you, do you have a set schedule when you do your videos?
No, sometimes I get up in the morning and I just think it's a beautiful day, so I'll put something out there. Or at night when I'm feeling a little bit down, I'll try to perk myself up and do videos then. It's normally not during the afternoon because I'm pretty busy, but I like being around my grandkids and stuff. So yeah, so it's probably nighttime. And if I go live on there, it's normally a Thursday. That's my quieter night. So I'll normally go live on Thursday nights.
This is really good to know, because I'm going to guess that those who are following you, like me, and those who are listening to this and don't have the visual part of the show, I am pointing to myself. Those are those of us who are viewers would like to know sometimes, okay, when's the next video coming? When's it coming?
I never know. Yep.
And so that's kind of neat, though, because you keep somebody on the edge and you keep them interested in when is it coming. Whereas, like what I do, okay, every Wednesday at 12, this is coming out. So there's an expectation there. You, we've got to sit on our toes, Carrie, and go, okay, what's coming next?
I don't even know.
When's it coming? This is what brings excitement to this. Mystery. Awe. I love it.
Yeah. I'll tell you something really cool about TikTok too, is you are reaching out to people of all races, all walks of life, and all over the world. I've got a friend, I call her my friend because she's just sweet, and you can do duets. So if I have a video, she can duet my video. It looks like we're together on her in her, she's in Norway and just amazing. You know, I've got another gal in Maine. I have a couple from Canada, a lot of them in California. I mean, they're everywhere. It's so, Japan, just really neat. You can really meet some neat people. And you can also message these people It's kind of like a messenger, but it's within TikTok. So you have to be friends in order to receive a message. But I'm actually able to talk to some of these kids. And there's a gal on there who's going through a change. And so she will be a he. And so she's going through this change. So I'm doing a lot of messaging with her, you know, and we're really working through this. And it's pretty neat because I really feel like we've made a friendship. You know, it's just a lot of great people, you know? Yeah. It's really neat.
The advantage of all this technology that we have is bringing the people together, those in need that we can connect with, someone that can help, those that can help to those people in need. This is really neat. And you never know what form it's going to come up on, whether it's a Twitter, a Facebook, a TikTok. And like this, I mean, who would have thought that something you do in 15 seconds was going to connect you with millions of people all over the world, in your case, millions of people especially. One of the things, though, when you're saying you're doing duets with people, now, do they have separate recordings and you guys have to mash them together? Or do you have to be live at the same time?
Nope. You can just take their video, and there's like a button at the top where it says like, and there you can make a little heart. Then there's another button that has like three dots. Well, you hit that one and a line will come up and it will say, you can duet it. You can duet or delete it or anything like that. And you can just hit delete. And then kind of like what we're doing here, I'll be on one side and they'll be on the other side. And they can kind of react in their own home, in their own surrounding to what I'm doing on my video. My video has already been recorded and they're just taking it and duetting it.
So now you're an actress, a producer,
and a silly. Yeah.
And a silly.
Yeah. I love it. It's just fun.
I mean, when you think about it, oftentimes we do things that have, for whatever reason, you know, our passion, or we want to get motivated about something. And then we take on something and we gain all these skills that we didn't know that we were going to gain. And so a couple of things that I want to share with the audience is, one, like we said earlier, that whether you want joy or you want to release frustrations, this is a great opportunity to do so. And also to gain skills. If you want to gain some skills and learn things about video editing and producing your own, even short things, this will get you into something that could be developed into a full-time career if that's what you wanted to do, because you're learning skills in small sets and that gives you more confidence. And then so you do a little bit more and a little bit more. And the next thing you know, you have acquired this great big skill that you didn't know you were going to have. And so there's really a lot that can be done. It's very advantageous with this one little app of 15 seconds. So Carrie, let me ask you, do you have anything in mind that you're going to do next on the next video you've got coming up or down the road?
You know, I really don't. That's so sad. My granddaughter's three, my youngest, and she always comes over and asks me if we can TikTok. And she's made several that I haven't aired. I don't want to put kids on there just yet, but I have aired a couple times and she adores it. She has so much fun. And so it really is for everybody, but right now I don't have an idea of what I'm going to do. They really are spontaneous. And I'm going to touch on what you said just a little bit earlier about, you know, building something from their confidence, you know, making something like this and then putting it out to the public is such a confidence builder. It kind of reminds me of speech class when I was in high school. I had such a hard time in speech class. I was so shy that I physically would get sick, you know, and I used to show horses. And before my very first class, I would physically get sick because I was so nervous. And now it's getting better, but now TikTok has built this where now I feel like I can talk to just about anyone because I know that so many people have seen my videos and seen me do different things that it really is a confidence builder. So I hope that other people try it if they're struggling with that, you know, anxiety, all that. Yep.
That's a really good point, and I'm glad that you brought that up, because there's so many advantages of this, and I hadn't looked at it from that angle, and I'm really glad that you brought that up. Another thing that you mentioned that I do want to point out to viewers who are utilizing social media, based on what I've done as being a retired officer, I just want to really point out the risks of putting children on the internet. The pictures, even if it's just a picture. The thing of it is, there is a lot of predators out there. They can utilize that picture in ways you don't want it utilized. There is also GPS tags, geolocation tags that are embedded in the pictures, where people can actually find an address to where that child is at. And they can also find the connections to other people in locations connecting through social media. So you are 100% right about being cautious about when and how to put a child on social media. Even in this kind of a realm, I think you've hit it 100%. I am really very cautious about that myself, and especially when we get to a situation where we're public figures, and that's where you're at. We have to be careful. We have to be protective, and you don't know what someone, most people, the majority of the people in the United States are harmless. We're loving people, and we want to share and be connected. But there's one person in the bunch that can be detrimental to the children that are out there. And that's who we want to protect them from. So I think you are hitting that right on the money. I want to thank you so much for being with us today and everything that you're doing to help all of the people's lives that you're touching, and those who are going to, that haven't seen, that are going to see your shows.
Thank you so much, Rebecca, for having me. I love you. You're great.
Oh, I just love you too. I'm so excited about everything that you're doing. And thank you for all the joy you brought me.
Yeah, thank you.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in to another episode of Rebecca Sounds Reveille. I am so excited about Carrie Jolly and everything that she's doing. I hope that if you have not had an opportunity to download the TikTok app that you do, make sure to follow Carrie on TikTok, because you are going to see some funny things. You're going to be elated when you watch her videos. You want to make sure you click on follow. And you can find her also on other social media outlets like Instagram. This is really exciting, the times that we live in. And we want to follow and be part of things that make our lives better, our lives joyful, and things that make us move forward. So make sure you connect with Carrie Jolly. And thanks for tuning in. I'm so excited about everything. I'm just tongue-tied here. Thanks for tuning in to another episode. Make sure you share this with your friends, your family, your loved ones, everybody on social media that you know, and everyone that you don't. Thanks for tuning in.